There are things that you can do that would seriously make your crush lose respect for you. Sex on the first date is not one of them. These are much more serious things and they can make or break your relationship before it has even really started. There are 11 things that will make your crush lose respect for you. So sit back and take notes before you ruin the chances with your crush. Like and subscribe. Not sharing your opinions. No one wants to date someone that only nods their head and says yes. They want to be with someone who has their own opinions and lots of their own things to say. You might be trying to be polite and keep your opinions to yourself, but this can make your crush lose all of their respect for you. They want someone who has a backbone and is able to speak up and say what they really mean. This is because it is boring if all someone does is nod, and your crush wants to know that if they are in a relationship with you, that you will open up and tell them how you really feel. So be open and tell other people what you think, but remember to always be polite. You answer their calls straight away. The phone rings once and you have already picked it up. Now this action will lose you some respect. Don't get me wrong, it is really annoying when someone never picks up their phone. And it's equally annoying though when someone picks up on the first ring every single time. It makes you look as though you have no life and you are only living to please the other person. Now your crush wants to date someone who has their own life and is interesting, so you need to try to fill your life with other things so that you are not always available when they need you. Now this also helps you to set boundaries before you get into a relationship. For example, sorry I missed your call, I was busy taking my mum shopping, which means you value the time with your mother and girls will absolutely adore this. You tell her how to run her life. This is really controlling behavior, and no one wants a partner like this at all. You should both have your own lives that you run however you like and a life together as well. Basically, you should like her for who she is and not want to change her. You might say something like, "You shouldn't go out drinking tonight because you have work tomorrow." Now in your mind, you might not think about it again, you were just being helpful, but in her head though, you are not her boyfriend yet and this is quite a controlling thing to say, so try to stay away from doing this. Remember, it's her life and she can live it however she likes, and if you do not like someone's behaviour and you feel the need to change them, you are best just finding someone else who is far better suited to you. You leave and then you come back. You're constantly dating on and off. One minute you are both really great together and you think it could last forever. Then the next minute, you have gone cold and you've called things off. How would you feel if the shoe was on the other foot and you had this done to you? You would not feel great, right? It's important that you either commit to her or you don't. Now, the more that you do this, the more respect you will lose and eventually she would just leave and she would never come back. Everyone wants to be treated with respect, so make sure you treat her properly. You are too nice. Girls love nice guys, I promise, they really do. Even though it is often made out that they only like bad boys, this is simply not true. It's more the masculine and confidence that they appreciate within a bad boy. They do like nice guys, but they don't like it when guys are too nice. They want you to fit somewhere in the middle. If you let them get away with everything they ask for, then they will see you as soft and weak. They want a confident man who is going to look after them. Be nice, but don't let her walk all over you, and you will find that she has a lot more respect all for you. You flirt with other people. It might be tempting to flirt with other people, especially when they are flirting with you. What is the harm in that, really? Well, despite what you think, it's actually quite a lot. If your crush catches you flirting with someone else, that will probably mean they lose any respect they had for you. It will probably also really hurt them and they will never trust you again. Once you have a crush and you want to date them, you need to quit flirting with anyone else unless you really want to lose them. You don't say no. It's great to be a yes person and it makes you quite attractive in the eyes of many women. It's not attractive, however, if you never say no. This makes you appear very weak and soft. Try to avoid this by occasionally putting your foot down and saying, no, sorry, I don't want to do that. Or, no, I don't think I want to eat at that restaurant. Let's go to this one. This shows that you have masculine energy and you are not willing to be walked all over. Although at the time this might feel risky, in the long run she is going to respect you a lot more for doing it. It proves that you can be your own person. You like them just a little bit too much. Everyone wants to be liked and eventually loved by someone else, and I'm sure you do as well. It can become suffocating though, if someone likes you just a little bit too much. It can really quickly become a very clingy and controlling relationship. When you are at the crush stage, there should be some guesswork involved. You are not 100% sure that the other person likes you, but you think they might. This keeps you both on your toes and keeps it spontaneous. At this point, you want it to feel light and not like you are being suffocated. This can really make your crush lose all respect for you because it comes across as really desperate. It's okay to like them, but don't be over the top with it. Let them experience trying to guess if you like them. That means playing it a little bit cooler, and remember, there really is no rush. They are the only person in your life. This one is a huge red flag. If your crush realizes that they are the only person in your life, they should start getting worried. It might mean that you have issues getting close to other people, or even that you are not a very much likable person. It sounds harsh, but this is how your crush will see it. Although a crush wants to be an important part of your life, they don't want to be the only one in it, and it can mean they lose respect for you. So remember this, and put an effort into bringing other people into your life that you can get close to. So that means to widen your social circle and have a tribe of great friends. This will make you a lot more attractive and respected in your crush's eyes. You can be passive aggressive. When someone is passive aggressive, they say things but in a very indirect way. This can leave your crush feeling very confused because, well, they have to guess what you really mean and how you really feel because you're not actually telling them. Try to avoid this because they will get sick of guessing very quickly. Instead, be direct. Tell them how you think and what you are feeling. Then they can act accordingly and they will respect you a lot more for simply expressing yourself. You always take the lead. You never give your crush a chance to plan a date or start a conversation. You constantly take the lead and never let them make any decisions. Although in your mind, you might think that you are taking something off their plate and showing off that masculine energy, well, it actually comes across as very controlling. Of course, even if you don't mean for it to be like this, it does come across in this way. So it's best to avoid this type of behavior. Make it 50-50 from the very beginning and let your crush do things like plan dates or text you first. And there you go, we've reached the end of the video. Let me know down in the comments below if you liked this video or if I missed something very important from today's list. I hope this video has helped you gain a deep understanding of female psychology. Until the next video, like and subscribe. And if you want your name rolling up on this board like these people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below. Take care, bye-bye.